Over the last week, Dan, another vacation that required a passport. Very exciting. I am now pretty staunchly in the camp of the Caribbean is a place I ignored way too long. And you know my stance on the wonderful world of snorkeling. And really, as we have kids, now teenagers, I think they've all bought in over the years. They all see
snorkeling?
They see the idea of making the snorkel destination the place to be.
So the Caribbean, like, compared to Hawaii, because I've always wanted to get back to Hawaii, but maybe I could shave a lot of money and time off of this and just go to the Caribbean.
Yeah, I think, obviously, Maui's unbelievable. Hawaii in general is unreal. But can I interest you in like a 2-hour flight?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like Hawaii is a major deal.
Right.
Like you can't just take a few days, but it sounds like you could.
And everything there is super, super expensive. Well, some of these Caribbean islands are pretty great in terms of price. Now, it's not the cheapest, but it's also not Hawaii prices.
That's what I mean.
And so this
time... And safety not a concern?
This time we tried Grand Cayman.
Okay.
And safety is the lowest concern ever. I'm sure they've had crimes on the Cayman Islands, but it is the chillest place I think I've ever been to. Where there is, first of all, I don't quite know the finances of the Cayman Islands, but I do know in all of our,
it's where you hide your money, right?
It's where you hide your money.
Is that why you went?
No, I did not hide any money, but apparently they have more.
Troy Aikman money?
Apparently they have more banks per capita than pretty much. But they're not actual banks. They're like laptops that are banks. I don't understand all that, and I'm not here to give you misinformation, and I'm sure Twitter guy will explain it all to us shortly. But, yes, it's a UK property, so they've got the Queen on their money. But I don't think you get taxed there, and I think that's what makes the Cayman Islands so attractive to people. But honestly, I didn't really care about that either because I wasn't going to be earning any money on the Cayman Islands. I just was there to see their fish because we were looking at a couple other spots for where to take everybody for the summer vacation. And people kept responding to us that if you're really into clear water and shallow and safe water and just enjoying everything that it has to offer, you need to look into Grand Cayman. So we finally did.
So that's the main attraction for you was snorkeling?
Snorkeling, scuba, and just the overall unbelievable, robust marine life around that part of the...
Was it really touristy, obviously, right?
Well, there's a part of Grand Cayman that is. We stayed on the opposite side of the island. Now, I don't think my kids mind, although they were super excited to go to the populated part of the island, but we stayed on the other side, far, far away. Not far from Mark Cuban's residence, by the way. Mark Cuban has a house on Grand Cayman. You may recall in various off seasons or all-star breaks that he went to his home here. Well, we actually figured out where that was. My wife was very interested in seeing where Mark Cuban lives, and you're not going to believe this, but looks like a really nice house. Looks like he's doing very well. But beyond that, every day, just get in the water and look at fish. And I know that sounds pretty basic, but I never get tired of it. And we went to this place that had a pier. Well, there's two resorts right next to each other out in the middle of nowhere, okay? And we stayed at one. And the other one has a pier that probably goes out, I don't know, 150 feet. And underneath this pier, at points, it's wide enough for like a sports bar. So it's not your average pier. It's one of those kind of boardwalk piers, okay? And it can get nice and wide. So like I said, they had a bar at one of the corners, and then it kept going and kept going. Underneath this pier, Dan, thousands and thousands of fish. And it's unreal. Like, you're swimming through it, and you're swimming through so many, you can't count them. You see so many, and they're of various sizes. As the drop will tell you, some bigger than me, like actual 6 feet fish.
Really? You're swimming right by you. Right next to that?
Yes.
Boy, that'd be weird.
And then hundreds and hundreds of smaller ones, and all shapes and colors. And
Are you scuba guy? Have you ever done that?
We scuba'd this week. Now, I am not certified like scuba guy. So they have what you call a resort course or something like that, which basically means they'll teach you how to scuba in the morning, and then they'll take you out and basically stay within arm's length of you. Your guide will be, you know.
Are you in a full scuba suit?
Oh, yeah. No, you're actually scuba. Yeah, you're on your own, and you have to learn all the stuff. But you don't get, what is it, PADI certified? I think it's PADI, I think, is the worldwide certification for scuba. But, yes, that was actually what we really wanted to do on this trip is, okay, snorkeling's great. We hear the scuba's here is amazing. Let's get the whole family.
And you've never done that before?
Sally and I had, but not since we've had kids.
Okay.
And so, one morning we went to a swimming pool where they teach you how to scuba. And they take you down to the deep end, and if you can figure out everything in the pool, then they'll throw you in a boat and take you out to the coral reef where it's 20 or 30 or 40 feet deep, and they'll take you down there, and it's real. Like, it's dangerous if you don't know what you're doing, but you also, it's not so complex that you feel like you're risking your kids' well-being.
Now,
so,
is that deep enough to get the bends?
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of the bends?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come up too quick?
Yeah. Well, and go down too quick. Every time you go to depth, you have to clear your nose, just like you're in an airplane, but opposite. You're going the other direction. So you have to make your ears pop, and then you go down 5 more feet, and you do it again, and you do it again, and you're all the way down there. And now it's just you and your tank, and you have to figure out.
And is it just a weird, like, you don't hear noises? Like, you hear
Your breathing pretty much, and you know, and you're just looking at all these fish, and you're following your guide, and it's you and your. See, the problem, the difference with scuba now versus scuba when I was in my 20s is you have your three precious kids with you, and they're getting bigger.
So you're just looking at them.
But you're still sort of stressing about, I just want to get through this with everybody having a positive experience and nobody freaking out 40 feet below the surface or whatever it was. And obviously, like to avoid sharks and things of that nature as well, because water is for sharks and stuff. Definitely thought about that the entire trip. But
so that's real. There are sharks around there.
Oh, yeah. They're not really worried about you, and we didn't really see much. What we saw a ton of were stingrays. Stingrays. In fact, at Grand Cayman, there's a place called Stingray City, which is a place of like a sandbar out in the middle of the water where the stingrays have been meeting up with humans for so long that it's basically a petting zoo. It's the craziest thing you've ever seen. There's like 125 stingrays, real stingrays.
Didn't a stingray kill Steve Irwin?
Yeah. But there are
friendly stingrays.
Well, I mean, I think most stingrays, I think his death probably gave stingrays a bad name, like Jaws gave sharks a bad name. But here, they're so used to human interaction that they're just there looking for food like any animal.
It's like going to a petting zoo?
It was a lot like it. It was a really, really cool experience, though. And then, so we would get a boat to take us to Stingray City, and then they would take us to some various reefs. But really, the fun part was just walking out of your hotel and going down to that pier anytime you want and hopping in the water and being surrounded by, I swear, 5,000 fish. There's so much density that as you're swimming through, the fish don't even mind. Like, and it's not a crowd. It's like you, maybe one of your kids, and maybe another pair of people on this whole pier. Because you're not part of a tour group, you just decided it's 10 a.m. Let's go see if there's what the fish are doing, and that's what brings me great joy. Dan is going to find fun restaurants, seeing an island, driving on the other side of the road. Maybe we can talk about that at another time, and I can tell you.
Oh, that's right.
I can tell you
I think I saw something about that
left side driving guy. But
how's that? Oh, you want to do it later?
Oh, yeah. It'd probably take a little more time. But overall, two thumbs up. You can't screw up a Caribbean vacation, I don't think, unless, like, you die or something. But nobody died. We got everybody back healthy.
Killer, you know what SCUBA stands for?
No, I don't. What's that?
That's called a drop third strike.
What show taught us this, Dan? Was this the Brady Bunch?
I don't know, but I know.
I think it's the Brady Bunch.
And I figured you'd know if you just took the course, you'd probably have to learn it. And I just thought it'd be fun to hear Killer say it, but since he doesn't know.
Well, you go ahead.
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
I think that was the Brady Bunch.
Was it?
I'm trying to remember what show taught us all that. But
when they went to Hawaii and had a tarantula on their chest?
The Idol, something like that. Anyway, great times. Love the summer vacation, but when it's over, you know what you start thinking?
What time zone were you in?
Central.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do that.
Didn't have to do anything.
Not like, because Hawaii, it's always so jarring.
There's nothing to it.
That like all you, game, everything's done by
I think you hop a 1 o'clock direct flight from Dallas, and you're in the Grand Cayman by like 3:30, and
wow,
there's nothing to it. Then you want to come back, you hop on a flight at 3:30, and you're back at DFW by 6 or something.
So you could
like
actually
that.
Do a long weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely 4-day weekend place. Good times. What's on the news?